נכתב לדוד שומרי ניהל כי חסי סיבוך אמרת לאדוני אדוני אותו טוב עשי בלולך ודגושים אשר בורץ הם ובדי ריקול חפצי בום ירבו עצבו סום אחר מהור ובלסיך נסכם מדום ובעל עשו אשמו סום על ספוסוי אדוני מנוס חלקי וחוסי אתו תומיך גורולי חבולים נופלו לי בנעימים אף נחלו שופרו אלוי אבורך אס אדוני אשר יעוצון יפלי לא סיסרו לי חידוסוי שביסי אדוני לנגדי סומי כי מיני בלמות לכן סומך ליבי ויוגל כבודי אף אסורי ישמון לבטח כי לא סעז ובנפשי לשאול לא סיתן חסיד חולי ראש שוחס תודי איני אור החיים סוב אסמוכוס אס פונך ונעימות בימין חונצח Chodesh Teves is a month full of calamity. The eighth day of Teves was a day as severe as Shviras Haluchos. Torah was translated into Greek. The ninth day of Teves, the yahrzeit of Ezra Sofer, Asara B'Teves began all of the calamities that led to Churban Beis HaMikdash. And now we and our community have added another day, the 12th day of Teves. Another Tzara for Klal Yisrael. One of the Tachlios of a Hespid is to be Ma'orer Bechi, to arouse tears and crying. That's not necessary here. No one needs to arouse anyone here to tears and crying. Tears of little children can do that a lot better than any words. There's another purpose, though, for a hesped, and that is Yakra Dechai, literally the honor of the living, but it also can be translated the importance of life. Yakra Dechai. We all need to learn a lesson in how important life is and what life is all about. When we are sensitized to how valuable life is when it's no longer here. Chazal tell us, Meis echod min achabura, yidag kol achabura. One person from a community is nifter, the entire community has to be doeg. The Marsha says, what is this daiga? Yidag kol achabura, how do you fulfill that daiga properly? Lafushei b'yira shomayim, to increase one's yira shomayim in order to counteract the midas hadin that hit the community. How do you deal with daiga? We all have tremendous daiga in our hearts. Tremendous worry. Daiga b'levish, yasichenu l'acherim. So let me pour out the worry that's in all of our hearts so we can speak together and be able to use that worry, that daiga, that tsar, in a positive way. It's very interesting that there are three sedras in the Torah that deal with the death of great people. Chai Sora contains within it the death of Sora Imenu and the death of Avraham Avinu, yet it's called Chai Sora, the life of Sora. This coming week sedra deals with the death of Yaakov Avinu and Yosef HaTzadik, and yet it's called Sedra Vayechi. Moshe Rabbeinu's death is recorded in Vezos HaBrocha. The only Sedra that mentions death is Achrimos. There's a mention of death, which teaches us the following lesson. The Ptira itself of a Nifteres, a Nifter, person leaves this world, that is merely a stage of life. That's life. Life in this world is temporary. It was meant to be temporary. Life in this world is a means to an end, to eternal life. And passing from this temporary world onto that eternity is life itself. Chayisara, Vayachi, Vizos HaBracha. But after someone passes from this world, Achremos, then we need to recognize the fact that all of us are mortal. Zechiras Yom HaMavis. And to remember how to live our lives properly. What is in Achremos? In Achremos is the whole Seder of Yom HaKippurim. Kapara, Tshuva, Tahara. That's Achremos. After someone is nifter from this world, then we who are remaining here, who still have long lives to lead in anticipation of Netzach Netzachim, we have to go through the whole Seder of Yom HaKippurim, of Tshuva and Tahara and Kapara, in remembrance of those that have passed from this world. Medrash says, Yomeinu Kitzel Over, the Halavai Kitzel Kosel, Otzel Ilam. Our lives are like a shade. Halavai, they should be like the shade of a wall. The shade of a wall remains until the sun sets. Full day. Halavai, our lives should be till the setting sun. Full life. Or at least, Kitzel Ilam. The shade of a tree remains until the leaves fall off. Till something, Rachmanes Litzlan, happens that causes the tree to lose its foliage and not to cast its shade anymore. But at least that lasts seasons till the winter comes. But the truth is that our lives are no more than Tzel Of Poreach. They're like the shade of a bird flying overhead. It remains for a second and that's it. And the Yismach Moshe explains, what is Kitzel Of Poreach? The past is always gone, so that doesn't count. The future is not assured, so that doesn't count. So what's left? That moment of the present, that's all that life is. It's that moment that the shade of a bird flies by. That's what our lives is all about. That one moment of the present. But that's only our physical lives, our material lives, our temporal lives, lives in this world. But our ruchnius, what we accomplish spiritually in this world, remains lenetzach nitzachim. That's not like a tzel. Chazal say on the pasuk vayikruvu yemei Yaakov lamus. It doesn't say vayikruv Yaakov lamus. Vayikruvu yemei Yaakov. Yomim meisim, aval tzadikim chayim v'kayomim lenetzach nitzachim. The days in this world, the sunset comes, the winter comes, the bird flies over. That passes by. But that which a person accomplishes in this world, ruchnius wise, that remains lenetzach nitzachim. I think the one term that I could use after discussing it with my wife to best sum up all of Chaya Rivka's great milas, and she had many, many of them. But she was, as Chazal say, one of the milas that is the foundation of everything, is to be a chaver tov, a chavera tova. She was a good friend. The proof is she had many, many, many good friends. Anyone who came to see her during her illness, but only not only during her illness, before she got ill. How many friends she had from all over the world. Wherever she was for a few minutes, she made friends already. The nurses in the hospital cried bitterly. How long did they know her for? But she found favor. She had a certain Metzias Chein Be'inei Koroeho, the Mile of Esther Amalka. The Esther Nosei Chein Be'inei Koroeho. She had friends from Johannesburg and from Australia and from Yerushalayim and the Moshav and Kiryas Sefer. And today my wife went to Kupat Cholim. And when they heard the tragic news, they burst out into wailing. Why was she such a chavera tova? Why did she attract such chen? Such good friends, such staunch friends, people who were willing to be moser nefesh for her because she was willing to be moser nefesh for them. Because she cared for people. She cared to comfort them, she cared to make them happy. All of the events on the Moshav, she was the one who presented the skits and the jokes and the make people smile, make people laugh a little bit, ease the burden of their life. She was a tremendous balas chesed. She had a good heart, tremendous lev tov and an ayin tova. She saw the good in everyone. She saw the good in every situation. She had tremendous hakaras hatov. She appreciated everything. She appreciated everything the Rabbanu Shalom sent her in the good times. Not just the big things, but even the little things, as Shlomo Zalman mentioned. And even in her illness, many times, she was makir tova to the Rabbanu Shel Olam, even though she could have complained bitterly from all the pain, from all the prognosis, but she knew how serious her situation was, and she thanked the Rabbanu Shel Olam for every moment that she was able to breathe and remain alive. She had a tremendous hakaras hatov to all those people who helped her, who were moser nefesh for her. She was a woman who grew up in a world foreign to Torah, very foreign to Torah, with hashkafas that were almost the antithesis of the Torah hashkafas for a woman. And she was able to extricate herself from all of that and to come to see the emes. But not only to see the emes, but to take all those kochos and all the knowledge she had and turn it around and transform it into something that was pure Torah, and then want to be able to influence others. And as Shlomo Zalman mentioned, many times she discussed her book with me. And Eitzah here and Eitzah there. Is this proper? Is this proper? That book is very, very valuable to Klal Yisrael. And it would be a terrible, terrible shame if it went unpublished. And I think there's definitely someone here, or maybe more than one person here, who could take it as a project to finish that book, to make it publishable, and to publish it l'ilui nishmas. There's somebody here who feels that they're capable of doing that. Please contact me sometime in the near future, and we'll work out a way to see that this project gets finished. She couldn't do it during her lifetime. At least it should be something that's a schus l'ilui nishmas. She was a very spiritual woman, but spiritual in a very down-to-earth way. She asked shailas, she asked eitzes, she asked for hadracha. She gained strength from her illness, as only a spiritual person could. And she loved life, and she fought. She fought this illness with all her strength. And yet at the same time, she accepted that whatever the Rabbanu Shalom wants, that's what she wants. She wanted so much that her husband and children should learn Torah. And Chazal tell us, Ein isha meisa ela labayla, Bani bevoi mi padon meso alai Rachel. We have no idea of the Nisayan and the Tsar of Shlomo Zalman. And we have a responsibility, all of us, to be Nosei Baal, to help him carry that all. Children, Shira Basya, Simcha, and you'll tell it over to your brothers Akiva and Mordechai. You should know that a whole Elul and Aseres Yimei Tshuva, we say L'David Hashem Ori. And in there it says, Ki avi v'imi azavuni v'ashem yasveini. If somebody's mother leaves them young, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises that he will take over. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is avi yisomi. So Simcha and Shirabasya, I am telling you that the Rabbono Shel Olam has a special, special share in your being brought up properly. He promised, Hashem Yasveini, he promised that he will be your special mother. He will take care of you specially. He will make sure that everything that you need is taken care of more than anybody else. You'll have a very special relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is Avi V'Ima Shel HaYisomim. And I also promise you that your mother didn't leave you completely. She left you physically. But when the Shama is now in Gan Eden looking down, and she is going to make sure that the Rabban Shom keeps his promise. And she's going to make sure that she gets all the nachas that she deserves as you grow up into young women and young men. She was echad min ha-chabura. She was part of the tzibur. She cared for all of the chabura. And the daiga we have to have is, who will take her place? Who of us will be that ayin tova, that lev tov, that chaver tov? And I want to speak to the people on the moshav also, and those close friends. In Pirkei Avos there are two musagim. There's a chaver tov and there's a shochein tov. There's a good friend and a good neighbor. A good friend is somebody who connects, chibur, connects with a person. A shochein tov is somebody who remains a little bit away, apart, but is there. The person knows that if needed, they're there to rely on. People on the Moshav have to have the seichel to know when this family needs chaverim tovim, people who connect and who are there, and when they need a little space, when they need to be left alone, when they need good neighbors around, that if they need them, they will find them. So each one has to use his seichel and shikul adas, and if you don't have that, ask an eitzah from someone. When to be a chaver tov, when to come and invade the space of these aveilim, and when to remain on the outside and be there if they need you. We have to appreciate all those seconds of shade that we have in our lives, all those seconds of the here and the now. Not to make a big deal over narishkeit, to be good chaverim to each other, achdus and shalom, concern for each other, each one being concerned for everyone else, and that will be the greatest schus le'ili nishmasa, that her life made an impression on us, and that we are living our lives in a more meaningful way because of her. Kol amorid mos al odom kosher. An Adam Kosher is a person who's a mukhshar, talented person, a person who uses his talents, lavodas Hashem, and she fulfilled her purpose in a short time in this world and used all of her many, many talents in service of the Rabbanu Shel Olam. Eish Yitzchayil miyimtza, rachok mipninim mikra, pninim pearls are just there for show. And Eish Yitzchayil has a function, not just for show. And therefore, her worth is way, way beyond the worth of pearls. She fulfilled her function in the short time that she had in this world. In Yirtz Hashem, she should be a Melitz Yosher for her family, especially for her husband and her children, for her mother, for all of her relatives. You, Chaya Rivka's mother, I don't know if you could possibly imagine what kind of merit you have that you gave birth to such a child. And what kind of merit she will accrue to you for eternity because of what she accomplished here in this world. It's your benefit for eternity. Appreciate what you brought into this world. We appreciate her, and we appreciate you because of her. Rabos bonos osuchayu, the atchayarithko alisal kulona, isha yiras Hashem itisalo, at shivula hamoves lonetzach ubilash umocha Hashem timo me al kolponim, tehenish masa tzuru v'tzorachay.